Movies with Michael. Michael, how are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. Thanks for that wonderful, wonderful build-up there. Today we're going to visit the fantasy world of the celluloid American high school, where most people are ridiculously good-looking. There's no acne in sight, and even the nerds are just hot people with glasses. And the 11th graders look old enough to have graduated from college maybe 2 or 3 years ago. The movie's called Moxie. It's been streaming on Netflix for the last couple of months. Of course, we're talking about films that are streaming.
We are.
Because we can't go and see movies in the cinema at the moment. But soon, I'm hoping.
Maybe. I don't think so. Sorry.
Maybe in September. But anyway, Moxie, this is a film that stars Hadley Robinson, Alicia Pasquale-Pena, Lauren Tsai, a guy called Nico Haraga, and also look out for more familiar faces like Amy Poehler, Ike Barinholtz, and Marcia Gay Harden. This film's also directed by Amy Poehler, whose last film that she directed was one called Wine Country. This film is based on a novel, I guess you'd call it young adult fiction, by Jennifer Matthew.
Okay.
Now, Vivian, played by Robinson, and best friend Claudia, played by Tsai, they've just started the 11th grade. They're both pretty bookish and anonymous in the school. They just want to get into a good college. Then in the first few days of the new term, Vivian observes new girl Lucy, played by Pasquale-Pena. She observes her boorish treatment at the hands of quarterback and all-round jerk Mitchell, played by Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Oh my God, is he like son of like other Schwarzenegger?
Yes, he is. Schwarzenegger, not the most common name, and yes, that is son of the man. She observes his boorish behaviour towards Lucy, and that and a conversation with Mom, played by Poehler, about her high school days as a riot girl leads to an epiphany. What's happening at school just isn't right, and it's time to smash the patriarchy by way of an anonymously published 90s-style zine called Moxie.
Go, girl.
Go, girl. The fact that Vivian's able to get away with publishing Moxie for so long during the film without anyone twigging was a bit of a red flag that suggests we're not actually in a real-world high school here. I guess another flaw in this film that does stretch its credibility just a little is the premise of a photocopied, crudely laid-out zine actually being read by 21st century teenagers, the Snapchat / Instagram generation. I mean, do they actually read anything with pages that's not on a prescribed reading list? I'm just not sure. Another question that came up for me was, do teenagers care about what happened in the past or even what's going on outside their own cloistered social bubbles?
I don't know. We're so far from teenagers, right?
We are. So some of the actors who are playing teenagers in this film are probably pretty far from teenagers as well. Anyway, but that's that. We digress.
Look,
obviously I came at this film from an approaching middle-aged white guy perspective. So, yes, you're laughing. So I'm not sure that some of my views will be, I don't know, quite as right on as maybe yours, who might have had some of these experiences that are shown in the
more
film
recent,
at high school.
More recently than you. No, I was actually trying to think of it in the context of my stepson is in his early 20s. So I was trying to like think of it in the context of him. My husband and I, we watched it and I think it's a good movie because I think there's some really important messages in there. Like in terms of what they're trying to achieve, good intent.
But the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Okay. Well, some of the messages weren't as eloquently entwined as they could have been, I feel. Like they were kind of just a bit blunt.
I feel it's very easy to criticise a movie like Moxie for being a bit glib and superficial and not nearly as good as films like Mean Girls or Booksmart. But neither of those films were perfect, though they were certainly entertaining. And I think Moxie's pretty entertaining as well.
Yeah, Moxie's definitely entertaining. And like the fact that my husband and I sat through it we don't have any teenage kids at home and he was like, yeah, it's a pretty good film. Interesting storyline and I think interestingly for both of us, as in my husband and I, realizing the issues that teenagers are facing. Mm. Like, I think that was actually a really good thing.
But I guess just how far can you inspire feminist revolution and smash misogyny in 110 minutes yeah. of comedy drama? It's pretty tough. The main character in this film, Vivian, she's a bit like the main characters in Booksmart and Mean Girls. Like, she's white and she's middle class. But she's also relatable and she's real. She's shy and uncertain. She doesn't have that withering burn for anyone who puts her down. She does have an awakening, but her personality doesn't dramatically change throughout the film. She's still the same person at the end as she was at the beginning. Probably for me, the most unbelievable thing about her character is her mostly harmonious relationship with her mother. As an observer of the female teenager mother dynamic in the past, in real life, I'm not quite buying that one.
The dinner with the boyfriend, that was a fabulous scene.
Yes.
Like the mother's boyfriend and then her boyfriend. That was like, oh, just all, I have been a daughter of someone who has of my father having girlfriends. And oh my God, I was just like, yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, when that scene came up, I thought, that's more like it.
Yeah.
Best friend Claudia, she's studious and shy too, but I'm just wondering if she's a bit of a trope because she's Asian. She seems to be constrained by family and cultural pressures to succeed and not rock the boat. And she can't really afford to go all in with Vivian. There's bold new girl Lucy. She's an Afro-Latina and she's obviously not going to take any crap from anyone, but she's also obviously quite weary of it all and constantly having to stand up for herself. I think there's probably many a film to be made from characters like hers perspective that we probably haven't seen yet. And, you know, Netflix, hint, hint, that could be something to come up with in future. The rest of the female student body, they've tried to get in as much diversity as they could, haven't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. Everyone got represented, which is good. It's good. Everyone got represented.
Yes, but given from where I was coming at the film, you know, from the male perspective, I tried to see which male character I could most identify with. Now, obviously, maybe it's wrong for...
a middle-aged white dude.
Feminist revolution. But obviously, I like to think that I'm not and never was the boorish and obnoxious jerk Mitchell, and much more like Vivian's impossibly perfect, woke, hot, feminist ally, skater boy boyfriend, Seth, played by Haraga.
You do surf, Michael.
Yeah, but he's a skater. But sadly, I'm probably closer to the character of English teacher Mr. Davies, played by Baron Holtz,
who's
probably not a pig, but doesn't do enough to call that misogyny and toxic male behaviour when he sees it.
He redeems himself.
Does he? Does he?
Yes. At the end. No spoiler alerts here.
Yeah.
But like, do you remember? I'm trying to signal
radio's
through.
Not a visual medium. Maybe I missed that bit. Anyway, look, the tone of this, it's mostly light. So when a darker element does get added into the film a bit later in the third act, it was a little jarring for me. Did you think?
Yes. That would never happen.
I don't know if you've read Chanel Contos's Instagram.
I
think it might happen
That happens all the time, but how the victim dealt with it in terms of the big scene at the end where everyone is, that would never happen.
Right. But if you have read any of the accounts from Chanel Contos's Instagram poll, you'd probably be screaming, about damn time this came up.
Yeah.
Look, Moxie, like I said before, it's a film with good intentions, but at times it's a bit ham-fisted and simplistic in its approach. Perhaps a short, maybe 6 to 10-part television series might have allowed for more character development. And what happens next beyond this fist-shaking, raising rage? If Moxie was a magazine, it would probably be more like 1980s Dolly magazine rather than... you know, womankind or something like that.
Yes, absolutely. Michael, hey, thank you so much for that. Really a good kind of thought-provoking one, and one if you are in lockdown and you do have 15-year-olds.
Yeah, 14, 15-year-olds.
You can sit down and watch it together. It is actually really well worth doing. Hey, thanks for that, Michael.
Pleasure.